Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Beza and Aleph. We're holding by the beginning of the Masechta. So says the Mishnah, Beitza Shanolda B'Yamtif, you have an egg that was born from a hen on Yamtif. Beishami Oimrim Teyachil, Beisil Oimrim Loiseyachil. Beishami says you're allowed to eat it, Beisil says you're not allowed to eat it. And we'll see in the Gemara the reason for the Machlaikas. Beishami Oimrim Sa'ar B'Kazayis V'Chamis B'Kakaisaves. Now when it comes to the Chi of beer, so sourdough, Sa'ar, the shear of where you'll then have a Chi of beer is once it's a Kazayis, a very small shear, whereas Chamit is a drop larger shear, it's more Mako, Chamit, it's only once it's a Kakaisaves. Beisil is more machmer. Beisil says that even chamitz the shear is a kazayis, and then you already have a chi of beer. Hashoychik chayav oif biyamtiv, a person who shachs a chayin in oif on yamtiv. So in general, anytime a person shachs a chayin oif, he has to do with the mitzvah of kisvei adam. So says the Mishnah, if a person shachs a chayin in oif on yamtiv, so beishami oimrim yachper bedeker vichase. So again, do the mitzvah of kisvei adam. Go dig, take a shovel, dig some dirt, and cover the dam. Beisil Aimrim lo yishchid elim kein hayuloy afar muchan mivaydiyim. Beisil says, no, you're not allowed to do the shchita unless you already have afar that's already designated from before yantiv. But to do shchita initially in a way that then you'll have to compromise in hilchas yantiv and be chayfer bedeker vichase. So that Beisil says you're not allowed to do only if you have afar muchan mivaydiyim. However, says the Gemara. It says the Mishnah, "Umaidim shem shachat sheyachper bedeker vichasa." That even Beisil is maida that if you did shacht shem shachat, so then sheyachper bedeker vichasa. So then go ahead and cover it up. Sheifer kira muchanu, because the ashes in the oven are muchan. So that line doesn't seem to fit with the previous line of the Mishnah. We'll see in the Gemara what that line is coming to say. So as the Gemara b'mayiskinan, what's the case of the Mishnah? The first case of the Mishnah, we had a beitza shenol b'yamtif, an egg that was born from a hen on yamtif. Beishamai says you could eat it. Beisil says you can't eat it. What's the case? Ilema b'tarne goyles haymedes la'achila. That the mother hen you were planning on shechting it and eating it on yontif, so my tamayu de beisilo. So why would beisilo say that the egg which comes from this hen is muksa, that it is a problem to eat it? Uchad ifrasu, it's a food which is separated from other food, meaning being that you were intended to eat the hen, so the egg is muchan agav the mother, being that the chicken, the mother itself, the hen, is something which is considered muchan to eat it on yontif, so the egg is included in that, so the egg wouldn't be a problem of muksa. So why would Beisil say that you can't eat the hen? So Ella Betana Goyles Haimedas Lagadal Beitzim. So Ella Mayel tell me that we're talking about where the hen, you weren't intending to eat it. Rather, you have it just to have eggs. That's the whole reason why you have the hen, is just to have eggs. Well, then, Mai Tamayu de Beishamai. If you weren't planning on eating the hen, so how does Beishamai say that you're allowed to eat the egg? Muksahi. Being that the mother hen is muksa, you weren't planning on eating it. So the egg also is muksa. So why are you allowed to eat the egg? Ilchair, it's muksa. Well, says the Gemara, my kushya. What do you mean? What are you asking that it's a problem of muksa? Dama beishami lasu muksa. Who told you that beishami holds a muksa? Maybe beishami holds like Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon has a very limited view on muksa, and Reb Shimon holds that anything that a person going into yontif or Shabbos, a person has in mind that he's going to use anything in his anything he has, and so therefore this egg as well. Maybe a person in his das is on everything he has, which would include this egg, and that's why Beishami holds it's amuksa, because Beishami holds like Reb Shimon. So says the Gemara, because Kasalka Daitin, right now the Gemara assumes, Afilu man deshari b'muksa, even Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of muksa, but Noilad asar. He still holds that Noilad is a problem, because Noilad, it doesn't really exist. So a person's das might be going into Yontif, that he's going to use everything at his disposal, but being that this egg isn't really in this world yet, it was still in the hand going into Yontif, so the person's das, even Reb Shimon would agree that the person's das, to use everything, doesn't cover this egg, and that's why Beishame should hold that it's still muksa, and that's why the Gemara is asking that even if Beishame holds a Reb Shimon, There's a problem with muksa, and so how does Beis Shammai allow a person to eat the egg? So my tamayu de Beis Shammai, what's the reason for Beis Shammai? So it says the Gemara Amar of Nachman la'olam b'tarnegoyles ha'imedes la'gadol beitzim. We are talking about this last case that we tried, that the hen was oimed la'gadol beitzim. It wasn't oimed la'achila, it was la'gadol beitzim. So Beis Hillel already doesn't need to be explained any further. Beis Hillel holds that it's a problem to eat the egg because it's muksa, because you weren't planning on eating the mother, so the egg which comes out is muksa. So what's the pshat in Beis Shammai? So says Reb Nachman, "Ude isle muksa isle nailad, ude lasle muksa lasle nailad." Not like we assumed. We assumed that even Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of muksa by nailad, he would agree that there's a problem. Because even Reb Shimon, who holds that a person's das is to use everything at his disposal, that doesn't cover the egg. Reb Nachman is being mechadish that according to Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of muksa, he also does not hold of nailad, and he holds that just like a person's general das is enough and it works to make everything in his possession that it's not muksa, it also works to make this egg not muksa, because the egg, it is in this world, it does exist, it's covered by the hen, but it is still here, and therefore even Reb Shimon would say that even Noilad is not a problem. So Beis Shammai k'Reb Shimon u'Beisil k'Reb Yehuda. So now we can understand the machlokes. We're talking about a tarnegoyles ha'imedes l'gadol beitzim, and the reason why Beis Shammai says you could eat it is because Beis Shammai holds it k'Reb Shimon, that Beis Shammai doesn't hold of muksa and doesn't hold of Noilad either, so therefore the egg is permissible, whereas Beis Hillel holds that no, you're not allowed to eat the egg, because Beis Hillel holds a Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a muksa, he holds a nailad, and therefore the egg is going to be a problem of muksa, and that's why Beis Hillel says, that you're not allowed to eat the egg.